Hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome back. It is the new year, 2019. Not a better time than to get ready to talk about parent advocacy. We have been just swamped with parents that want to know how they can be better engaged and more informative when it comes to understanding what's going on with their child in their educational environment, which is their preschool, whatever learning environment they're in, whether it's their primary school, secondary school. So we want to talk about how to become not just only an advocate for your child and their education, but better informed, because a better informed parent is a better advocate for their child. And a better advocate for their child leads to children that are strengthened, children that are empowered, and children that feel like they can move forward from one classroom, one transition, one teacher, one friend to the next and the next and the next. So over the past month or two, I have been able to be very close to a number of educational systems across the globe, and the amount of involvement from between parents and schools, it differs. But I can tell you what, regardless to what support or what information you're getting from the school, I'm here to let you know that as a parent, you can take charge of what you're actually able to get out of your school and what your child is able to get out of school. This is going to lead you to a more comfortable place when it comes to engaging with your child's teacher, with the principal, with the preschool manager, with the preschool teacher. It's going to really give you the beginning of a firm grip on what you can do to feel like you have more control of what's going on. Because what I'm seeing now in some systems more than others, especially educational systems that are going through a lot of changes, and there's very little leadership in various aspects of their educational system, parents are feeling more and more out of control. And they really are out of control. But we are going to talk about how to begin to get that back so that you can feel more confident. And one thing I want to talk about in this particular podcast, because when parents feel empowered and when parents feel strength, then the children do. And you would be surprised at how much children are attending to your facial expressions, to your voice, to your words. At every age, children are constantly getting their stability and their ability to interact with their environment from what they're reading coming from their parents. So I want to begin to give parents the strength that you can then reflect onto your children. And let's talk about something that I've done for many years, and it proved to be very beneficial. And that was having parents start a portfolio for each and every one of their children. And a portfolio is very good when it comes to parents being able to get their thoughts together, get their information together, gather their questions for any event, whether it's to reflect on the progress of your child from the beginning of the year to current first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, whether it's to look at and revel over the progress of your child from one grade to the next, first grade, second grade, preschool, sixth grade. And this portfolio is going to be a very powerful tool when it comes to what you will do with this portfolio, depending on the road you have to go down at any part of your child's educational future. So let's talk about this portfolio. And I want to tell you that getting a portfolio together and understanding that the importance of it is really a crucial thing is going to be number one in helping you get together the information you need for your child. And I want to talk about a few questions when it comes to getting together this portfolio, but I want to make sure that as we talk about this portfolio, that I give you some basic questions and information and sections, because this portfolio, I think, is going to be, it can grow into something that's very, very helpful to you. So I will stop right here and I will get back to you immediately, and we will talk about the sections in your portfolio that you are going to create. Okay, parents, let's talk about how to start our portfolio. You will need to choose a binder of your choice, something that sets it apart from other books and other things that may just get shoved to the side or put away in a drawer and not looked at again. You want it to be something that brings you back to it on a regular basis, because you will be very good friends with your child's portfolio. You want to get dividers. You want to get tabs so that as your portfolio acquires more information from what you will be including in it, and the children will grow, you will need more sections. And there will be times that you will take a binder, it will be for 1 year, then you will start another binder for another year or another binder for the next year. Sometimes parents do 2 or 3 years in one binder because it gives them a better idea of what's going on. It's your choice, it's your preference, but it's nothing in stone from the beginning. You can always change your setup of your binder. But you want to start with a binder, and you want to start with dividers. And you want to, first of all, realize that if something is going on with your child, for whatever situation you may be in, whether you're going to the doctor, whether you have regular routine meetings with your classroom teacher, whether someone calls a meeting because of something that they need to discuss, there are a few questions that you will always be asked. And I'm sure that you've been asked these time and time again, and you have to go through your brain, but it's good to just have it there on paper. And milestones, which are the stepping stones that your child takes as they develop, is going to be so important, and they are so important. And when we can reflect back as professionals on the time a child acquired something or began to do something, it really helps us. So you will need to jot down and have readily available this basic information about any pre-existing conditions, when it came to, were there any pregnancy issues before birth, during birth, after birth, things like that. You will need family background. You will need whether or not there are allergies or medications. And also, they will ask, and I ask routinely, what are your favorite things your child likes? Whether it be foods, whether it be toys, whether it be games, whether it be favorite shows on TV, cartoons, favorite characters. So you will realize that this portfolio is just going to really be a good, clear picture of your child, because all of these things are important as we go through creating this portfolio. You will gather things such as work from home and work from school when it comes to paperwork, like pictures, coloring pictures, writing things that your child has written, artwork, things that your child may be interested in when it comes to particular colors. And it also will help gauge how well your child is doing with fine motor skills, with the coloring and the writing. Also, how well your child's social skills are developing when it comes to the games that your child likes to play, or the interests that your child has as you keep up with these going through your portfolio. You will want to begin to gather the paperwork that is sent home with your child from your child's nursery or school. Even if it's communication and your child is not yet writing, or your child is 6 months old or 8 months old, and the nursery sends home just some information about how your child was feeling that day, whether or not there was a change in your child's attitude or mood or behavior, and how happy your child was, and you can reflect on what was going on that day that made your child really happy. So you want to begin to keep these things, keep this these communications that come home from your child's school at every age, from preschool to fourth grade to high school. You want to keep those things. More information that you would like to keep would be things such as pictures. Let's talk about pictures. And everyone is taking pictures now, and pictures are on their phone, but you also want to have pictures. Wherever you can go to get a few pictures printed out, you will be including those in your portfolio, because it gives snapshots of development when me, as a person that's not a part of your child's growth, looks at what was occurring at a particular time. Having just snapshots of pictures in a portfolio really helps. So I'm giving you some basic information that all portfolios will contain. Your portfolio will gather more information. We will talk more specifically in the future about information that will be included in your portfolio. But for right now, if we can just commit ourselves as parents to start being more informed and knowledgeable and get that portfolio. Now, for all of the parents that the SMART team is currently working with, we are beginning this month to consult with you, to work with you, and put together your child's portfolio. If you are not currently receiving services from us, we are still available to consult with you, to help you begin to put together and get an understanding of what you will need to become a strong, informed, and pertinent advocate and part of your child's educational now and future. So don't hesitate. Get on the website, SMART Education Innovation Team. If it's Facebook, you can connect with our website, which is kidssmartstart.org. That's kidssmartstart.org. And click on the link to send us information. Click on the link to start your consultation with us. We are always available to help you get started on the road to being a better informed advocate for your child. We're ready to be strength with you. We're ready to walk forward with you, and we will help you with your portfolio. We look forward to hearing from you.